Peekaboo, I see you. I don't know why I remember that line from the trailer from Spawn when I was a kid.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition, another hellorific.
Hellacious.
I guess that's the proper term, of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Call me Spawn.
I think you can't do that.
Call me Little
Jimmy.
Call me Little Jimmy Evil Man.
Spawn's alter ego.
That's a
warm-up brand. Quate brand Spawn.
I'm a Quate Spawn. Little Jimmy Evil Man. I got heck powers. I'm the colonel of Heck's army. I gotta see my girl, Juanisha.
Wouldn't it be better if, like, Spawn was just Colonel Sanders? Like, he's the colonel. The colonel!
I'm the colonel. Call me Little Jimmy
Spawn
Evil Man Colonel.
Evil Man Colonel.
Evil Man Colonel.
Evil Man Colonel Jimmy.
Watch out now. You got me.
Alrighty. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Coleman Knife.
Ew. All right.
It's Gus here.
Clown.
Spawny, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can.
Alright, so just to let you guys know, all you listeners out there, before we start into the podcast, let's tell you what this podcast is about. Every week on the Brothers Movie Factory, we take a movie from our past. We then watch that movie, discuss it, talk about what's good, talk about what's bad. We then submit that movie to the factory. That is where we take the film we just watched, and we imagine what it would be like if it were to come out today. Same movie, just a different director, a different composer, different cast, different crew. And then, at the end, maybe we'll have a little bit of a questiony time as she comes. All right, sound good, everyone?
Sir, yes, sir.
All right. How about you at home? All right.
Alrighty then.
Yes. Alrighty. So today, we have kind of a treat for everyone, and that is it's a different take. Usually we take movies that we enjoy or that we haven't seen in a long time, and today we took a movie that neither of us really enjoyed, and we hadn't seen in a long time, though, and that is Spawn, 1997 Spawn. Now, this is a Dark Horse comic, correct?
Imagine comic.
Imagine comic. I could have sworn it was Dark Horse.
Nah, Imagine. I caught myself down. Like, I gotta say who. Todd McFarlane.
Seth McFarlane.
No relation.
Nah.
Todd McFarlane was a comic book artist and writer. He worked his way up the ranks, working on Incredible Hulk and Batman, and ultimately he got his big break on Spider-Man, where he was writing and doing lead art stuff. And mid-90s, or early 90s rather, like late 80s, early 90s. And he kind of changed the look of Spider-Man, gave him a more modern spin. And
edgy man.
Yeah, a little bit edgy. A little bit edge there. You think you know me.
Edge and Christian.
And from there, something was going on with pay for artists. Like, the pay, like, the comics would be selling millions and millions and millions of copies, but the artists and the writers are getting, like, a fraction of it. So Todd McFarlane and a group of other writers and artists.
Disgruntled workers.
Yes, they left and they made their own company. And they decided to lead their new company with an original character. And Todd McFarlane reached back to his youth and kind of brought out this character that he was working on when he was like 16 years old, and that was Spawn. Spawn being the character Al Simmons, an assassin, very good at what he does. And ultimately, in the comics, he starts to work for the CIA, but things go south for him, and he gets tricked and betrayed and killed, and he's sent to hell for all his wrongdoings. And he becomes the general of Hell's Army. And he only agrees to this so he can get back to the woman he loves, Wanda. Not Cosmo.
Wanda was her name.
What the fuck is that?
My name is Bruce. Wandy was.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha.
That's a very... That's a
Wan
very...
you, Wan me, Wandy.
That's, yeah.
Wan Chi? What was it?
Huh. I haven't seen My Name is Bruce in way too long.
That's a problem. Yeah, so he wants to do this so he can see Wanda again. But when he comes back to Earth, he's got all these hell powers and that. And yeah, and he rebels against hell.
That's a remake's name. Hell powers and that. Since we don't own the rights to Spawn.
Yeah, hell powers and that.
Here's generic little Jimmy.
Little
Ash.
Jimmy.
evil guy.
Little evil guy. And yeah, he's got hell powers and that. And
heck powers and that.
Heck powers. And this takes place in PetSmart. So yeah, and that's
shot
that,
from top of PPG Place.
And that's pretty much the concept of this movie. Just a little tweaking here and there, but the series of Spawn itself is the most successful independent comic of all time.
Yeah,
and Todd McFarlane branched out from just the comics, working in toys. Toys blew up.
Toys are badass. Yeah.
They are badass toys.
'90s was a really good time for toys too. Mm-hmm. At least I'm sure you're partial. Yeah, and I'm partial as well. Even though I was at the tail end.
I mean, we were watching this movie, and you brought up like some of the toys we had from Spawn, and we kind of reminisced and went over the ones we had. We had quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of my window into Spawn was the toys, because the toys would come with a comic. You could read the comics and stuff, and our grandparents, they owned a comic book store, so I would always see Spawn, and I had such a fascination with Spawn, and it was also Forbidden Fruit, because I couldn't watch this movie. I wasn't allowed.
It's like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, it was like Mortal Kombat.
And again, it's not that violent. Like Mortal Kombat, you're like, where's the violence? And this is like, where's the violence?
As I say, once again, it's not that good, but there's a difference. Mortal Kombat not being that good, it's still fun. This movie was not good, and it wasn't fun.
Yeah, like halfway through it, I was like, I don't know about you, but I'm very bored.
I'm like, I don't know about you, but I think I'm having a seizure from all these horrible special effects.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's boredom. I think it's just not good. So you said that.
There was a time, it was actually when, skipping ahead, but it was the finale fight between Spawn and the Violator in Hell. They're just like bash each other back and forth, and nothing is real.
Yeah.
And it just looks like garbage. And I was just like almost rolling my eyes, like, hurry up.
Yeah. Well, now I told you, I'm like, I'm dizzy. And I was legit. Like, there was so much going on, so much fake stuff. It was like.
I was looking down because it was hurting my eyes.
I'm looking through a virtual boy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, this movie, it has, I think, one of the. It's like for every pro, there's like five cons. And I definitely think one of its pros is like, I really like John Leguizamo. I think he does a really good job. He plays the clown, really the main bad guy, I would say. And he does a really good job. Now, writing and, like, directing of that character could have been a little better handled. There is some parts, you're like, a lot of the parts where we were, like, looking at each other, and we're like, what the hell was that? Really stemmed from his character. Like, why? But at the same time, he did such a good job, and also... off of that too, the practical effects were pretty solid
when they use them.
A lot of the special effects, a lot of them I thought looked like video games, like almost like N64 graphics.
From back in the day.
A lot of them weren't that great. The CGI, and of course it's early CGI, but like there's a fight scene toward the end between the Violator and Spawn, and it's CGI. I mentioned to you, I said it's kind of like that Jurassic Park feel where it's CGI, but then when it's like close up, it's practical.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good. I think one of the best things you can do in film, even today, is do a really solid mix between practical and CGI. J.J. Abrams did it with Force Awakens, and it's utilized a little in The Last Jedi. Not as much in like things like Jurassic World, the first one, where it was like more heavy on CGI, but they did have some special or practical in there as well. But I still think, like, to this day, that's like one of the best ways that you can utilize CGI is by not overdoing it and having that practical in it as well. And I think that was one of the highlights of the movie.
Yeah, for the movie itself.
Yeah.
It also suffered too many times from doing bad CGI close-up.
Yeah.
You know? Too many times it's like a close-up of a face and a bad background, and it just looks like, what the fuck am I watching?
It overuses a lot of that, like, flame background, too. I'm like, what the heck am I looking at?
You even said at one point, this would look so much better if it was just a cartoon, not that fire bullshit.
Oh, no, yeah. I mentioned, I was like, what if it, like, pulled a full, like, I'm trying to think what movie does it.
Space Jam.
No, not exactly, though. Like, I'm saying, like, he goes to hell and everything goes to, like, a cartoon. Yeah. Like, an anime-esque.
Page Master,
sure. There is a movie that does that, though. What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Where it's like they go to a different world and it's all animated.
Page Master.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, they do.
What movie are you thinking of?
I don't know. Continue.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you mentioned the practical effects, makeup, clown looking great, that suit's awesome. Spawn, his makeup's good, and especially when he's in full body suit, I dig it. But man, Spawn's infamous for his cape, being this giant cape that he uses as a weapon. Holy God, it's awful.
Yeah, it
looks like shitty water floating around. Like, what is this garbage? And it's like, I want to love this movie. I want it to be so bad that it's good, but it's just so bad that it's really bad.
And some of it's just like the writing. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of the writing's real bad. It's not really acted very well. I think Spawn's serviceable, the man who plays Spawn.
Michael J. White.
If you don't know him, you know him as the guy that gets the guy that puts the it's the bounty on Joker's head. Putting the word out. 500 for him dead.
1,000,000 alive. Yeah. So I'm teaching some manners first.
Yeah. And he gets what? He gets dead? That's 500,000.
How about a lie?
Yeah, he's that one from The Dark Knight. Gamble, is it?
Yeah.
So he does a serviceable job.
And, you know, he's got that martial arts background. He's able to whip out some moves and he's not bad.
Like you said, John Leguizamo is probably the shining star.
The only problem with him is, and that's a directing thing. Is there's too much of him being a goofball.
Yeah,
and not enough of him.
It got to the point where when he did like become a serious threat, I almost still didn't believe it.
Yeah,
I'm like, where was this the whole time?
He needs to be more of that, more creepy and
evil.
Yeah. Not like
he comes across like
a cheese ball.
Yeah, like a goofy penguin ripoff. Yeah.
It was fine a couple times, like some jokes, some gross out stuff, but. Like keep it very little. It was the opposite. They did more of that and less.
Oh, yeah, there's what when he like farts. Stuff. He farts and
he's like twins.
Yeah, but like
get him out of here.
It shows the gas like on the screen. Like it shows like a green bubble. I'm like, what the? There's no reason for that. Like you don't have to animate his fart.
There was that random shot at the end when he's talking and he just stops and he sucks his thumb. Or puts his thumb out, sucks his other thumb, his head shrinks, and his thumb grows into his head, and then it pops.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's good for my asthma. Like, that didn't need to be there.
No, it made no sense.
Now, technically, we did watch a director's cut tonight, so I don't know if that was, like, a deleted scene they threw in. It feels like it. But also, watching the rest of this movie, that would be some random bullshit they throw in here.
Yeah. The movie, I mean, the acting, even, like, Martin Sheen, who's a great actor, it's a lot of his stuff is almost like really dry. There's no like emotion behind it. Maybe he just didn't like it. Like the role.
He wanted to be in this movie so bad because he wanted to be in a superhero movie.
Mm.
But he
had to wait a couple years until he got into a serviceable one and it wasn't that great.
I'd rather watch Spawn than Amazing Spider-Man. That's a fact.
He's Uncle Ben.
And this movie was garbage. So that
call me Uncle Ben from now on, everyone.
Like the rice. That's what I'm getting at though. As I want to like this movie and I can't because it's garbage. But I love Spawn. I love the character.
Yeah.
I love the toys. I love the comic books. I love just the concept of them. And I want them to make. They're working on a new one, as you mentioned. I hope I want it.
Jamie Foxx is right now supposedly going to be. Did they sign him officially?
I don't know.
Or is that just? I don't know if they've officially signed him, but I know that's like the he's the lead.
There's no
right
release
now.
Date for it. Yeah. There's nothing really
Jamie Foxx
tangible about that movie quite yet. It is going to happen. Who knows when?
Yeah.
And Todd McFarlane himself is going to direct it, so you know it'll be in better hands. And it's going to be produced by Blumhouse, so.
Maybe give it more of a horror aspect.
Mm-hmm. And that was the problem with the studio being involved, the director being...
New Line Cinema.
Yeah, the director being a first-time director, producer being a first-time producer, and the...
Is this a big movie coming out?
This was a big movie, and it was successful.
People saw it, and no one went back to see
originally,
it.
Originally, it had $20 million budget, and it got bumped up to a $40 million budget. For special effects.
I wonder if it Phantom Menaced people.
I don't know.
Like, people went in and they saw it and they're like, that was great. I need to see it again. And they saw it again and they're like, ooh.
Made like I could be wrong, $120 million, something like that.
So it made money.
Yeah, it made money.
Just didn't get a sequel for some reason.
Yeah, well. I think it was a mix between the director and the producer. So here's the problem. CGI was on the rise as far as being put into more movies. Up to this point, 1997, this movie, Spawn, was the movie that had the most visual special CGI effects in any movie up to this date. And they just kept throwing more and more in.
Yeah.
Like, let's put this in. More effects, more effects. There was more focus on shitty effects than there were on the story or the setting or the feel, the themes of this movie.
Because theoretically, could they not have like done a practical effect where they gave him like a real cape? And then when they wanted it to be long, they could have just extended the bottom of the cape with CGI and still left like the top.
The collar part.
Yeah, the part you see more and you're focused more in because you're really looking at him, practical, and the rest. Like, they could have done
something.
Certain things.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's what I was telling you, too, while we were watching it. Like, in the comics and stuff, he's like, never without his cape.
Yeah,
he's always
never
wearing
has
that.
It in this.
He's never wearing
that. He's, like, consistently doesn't have his mask up, like, his iconic, like face look. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't have that out consistently. You just see old burnt face. See old Ryan Reynolds Deadpool face.
Old horrifying
scrotal sack,
horrifying avocado, fucked an even uglier avocado, something like that.
Yep.
That's exactly what it looks like. And it is not pleasant.
No.
You watch a movie like this and you feel like
dirty. What?
Water.
Yeah.
Need something to wash this down. And yeah, once again, I love Spawn, and I wanted to love this movie, but alas.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, so he works for a privatized military corporation, and he gets it's comes to light that basically these chemical weapons are being developed in North Korea. He gets sent to dispose of it. He gets there and realizes that basically he's being screwed over by his boss and another assassin that's up there, and they're going to kill him and detonate the bomb and kill thousands of people. They end up killing, I believe, 10,000 people. And they also release, like, these chemicals and diseases into the air.
10,001.
Yeah. And Spawn, yeah. They get her machine gun, the other assassin that works for James Wynn, the owner of the company, has not only her machine gun, but attached to that is a little super soaker. She had to pump it up and spray him with some kerosene, because it was the 90s.
Yeah.
The super soakers were out.
Super soakers were big.
Yeah, and she got him good.
Got him good.
With kerosene, and they light him with a cigarette, which I actually think Mythbusters did and said that wouldn't work.
Light them up.
I think cigarettes only hot enough when you're like blowing into it, when it's like flaring up. By throwing it wouldn't be hot enough.
Well, these are cigarettes from the 90s.
Oh,
so.
That's right. They have kerosene in them. but yes, now if it came out today, people would be like, oh, hold on, I got to smoke my Juul. Let me whip out my e-cig and they put it out. Yeah, my vape.
Vaporize.
I'm going to vape them. The vape has kerosene in it. But yes, so they send him right to hell. They drag him to hell. But they kill him, and yeah, he goes.
He gets sucked into a hell portal. Kind of looked reminiscent of Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. One bad thing about this movie, though, too, is like.
This one?
Well, another bad thing about this movie is when, like, they had a narrator narrating the everything that was going on.
All the exposition.
Yeah,
that's
just
the word. There's your
word. Yeah, just like being like, this is what's happening. In case you didn't get it, like 5 years went by. He agreed to rule the armies, but like the entire time they're saying that, he's just falling through a little hole, and then the next thing you know, he wakes up in like an alleyway.
5 years passed, and he agreed to join Hell's Army so he could see Wanda again. Like, what the fuck?
And they just didn't. They felt not to show any of that. Later on, it gets shown in a different thing.
Horrible CGI scene.
Yeah. So you see, he's introduced to the clown, and he's introduced to it's Cagliostro early on. He's kind of like an angel.
No. So and that's a fault of the movie if you're not able to pick up on this, because it's everything's so vague and fast, and it's just on to the next thing. But Cagliostro, he was like Spawn. He was a hell spawn. He was killed, sent to hell, and he was given pretty much the same opportunity. And he rebelled and was able to join the living like Spawn, but Spawn's just burnt the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, so he was just killed a different way. So he is like Spawn. And he tries to teach Spawn how to control his powers.
Yeah,
and
that should have happened a lot earlier than it did. They're like, you got to go fight the boss level. Better train for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. And these
wasn't even a montage.
Yeah. There's one training scene. Jeez.
Yeah, and he shows them how to shoot chains out of his body, and that's it. And he's like, all right, you're good.
Go get him, Tiger.
Now, ultimately, that's kind of how he beats him, I guess.
Go fight the devil.
You know who could play Spawn? Not Sylvester Stallone, but maybe Kyle Webber.
He's not doing anything.
He's not doing anything. He'd be like, I mean, Chubbs is already dead. You know, he's in heaven and everything.
Shut up, Happy.
And you know, like, I'm not punchy. And Adrian didn't leave. She died. So I'm here.
What if, okay, so there's another character in this movie called, or in Spawn lore, called Malbogia. He's basically
Ambrosia salad.
He's basically the devil. Holy shit. Every time they showed him this movie, it was just the worst CGI monster you've
like
ever seen.
He looked like the shit monster from Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Yeah, he's just garbage. And they didn't even have the decency to animate his mouth.
No, he's just talking. Like, ah!
Mouth open, and they had Frank Welker, one of the greatest voice actors of all time, come in and do, like, it was his Dr. Claw voice.
Yeah.
It's like, Spawn, go join or go lead Hell's Army. Like, what if that was Sylvester Stallone?
Hey, Spawn, you know, like, maybe you join Hell's Army, I'll let you see Wanda again, we'll go to the distance.
You want to ring the bell and go out there? You
know? I'm just saying.
Yeah, we might as well.
Yeah.
It'd be better than whatever the hell they did. What if it was Malbogia, but with Sylvester Stallone's face?
And Jimmy Stewart's voice. Even Jimmy Stewart, he was in this movie. He got quoted.
A little bit. Yeah.
Every time a man breaks wind, an angel gets his wings, I believe is the line.
That's what he said, and he farted.
And he farts and says, oh, twits. That's a sully of my good name.
Yeah, he was doing that, and you're like, huh? They're stealing my shtick.
Like, this movie's stupid.
Yeah, that's when you clocked out 10 minutes in. I was about ready to clock out right before the credits started. I was like, what am I watching?
Yeah, it's like just fire and names and like...
Even before that, it was exposition, like, oh, this is the story of Spawn, blah, blah, blah.
It would have been better if it was Morgan Freeman.
Well.
He is.
He's like,
I'm God.
Now I'm God. Yes, this is Spawn.
What if Morgan Freeman played Spawn now? Old Spawn.
Spawn never touched another gun that day. Yeah. Old man Spawn. Do I sound like Morgan Freeman?
Rehabilitated.
I don't give a shit.
A lot of Shawshank references on the show.
Do I sound like
not now? You sound like Jimmy Stewart doing a Morgan Freeman impression.
Now let me do it for real, and then you tell me the truth. Tell your captain the truth. Yes, I am God.
Yeah, I think so.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
And dangerous.
Type your name in when you're done.
Yeah, like you have your impressions that you can do that I can't do, and I got some. I don't know if Morgan Freeman's one of them, but I got some you can't do.
Yes.
Very good.
All right.
They'll appear someday.
Well, yes. So now Spawn's like decided that he's gonna go out and kill Wynn, Martin Sheen's character.
I will kill that motherfucker.
But he finds out. Yes, that's what he probably should have said. Like it would have been. This movie would have benefited from more language, more blood.
Being rated R like it's supposed to.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, like it would have done a lot better. Hopefully, with it being a Blumhouse.
Oh, he's already announced it's going to be a hard R.
Yeah, it needs to be because it's going to be X-rated. That like it should be aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
Aggressive expansion.
Very very violent, very gritty. A lot of language and blood and guts and just dirt and grime and just
less fart jokes. Less animated gas.
Yes, yeah. I want that. I want
animated gas. That's what I want. You know what? Only gas.
I don't want any of that hellfire.
No characters. Gas.
Why did Cagliostro have the worst green glow around him? Like, every time he showed up, like, hello, Spawn.
Yeah. You're like, there's something off about him.
He's radioactive. Get him at.
But yeah, no, Spawn decides that he's going to go after Wynn, who killed him, Martin Sheen's character. However, he needs to go to his house first. So he goes to his house, and this little girl is there having a birthday party, and when you know it, Spawn's best friend is fiddling around with his wife. But Spawn doesn't realize that he's been gone for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And they are now married, and they have a daughter together.
Question. Still break bro code?
Yeah. I mean, you've seen Brothers. Watched the scene. Speaking of Brothers, I watched that scene at the table when the little girl goes off. I'm like, so uncomfortable.
When she's like stretching that balloon.
The scene where the little girl basically like says that Jake Gyllenhaal's character has been.
They have sex all the time.
Yeah, which is a lie, but it's like, ugh.
You know what I did?
Yeah. That's that movie.
I was thinking about that the other day.
That movie's uncomfortable, though.
That's good.
But yes, anyway, how do we get on to that?
Spawn Brothers. Brothers?
Brothers?
Brothers.
Brothers. But yes, so he kind of decides from there. Well, the clown. Who hires a clown for a birthday party? If you're listening to this and you have kids and you're going to hire a clown for your birthday... Anyways, don't hire this clown.
Yeah, not this one. Jesus.
Don't hire Luigi Mario. But yes, John
Leguizamo. Take my daughter's hand, you mean?
is being a creepy clown guy. And he basically informs Spawn that he's been gone for 5 years. And he gives him his first look into his memories and reveals that he did agree to lead Hell's Army as long as he got to see Wanda again. And for whatever reason, he's still, I mean, not for whatever reason, but he's still kind of not keen on it. He doesn't want to hurt anyone for that anymore. You could kind of see before he died, they were trying to, like, pass it off that he was kind of a changed man. He was deciding, like, he didn't want to be a part of all the killing anymore. Meanwhile, he still decides that he's going to go and kill Wynn.
Well, yeah, Malboja basically says if he kills Jason Wynn that... he'll be able to be with Wanda again.
Yes.
And little do we know, old Winnie baby there, he puts a fucking detonator
in
his
pacemaker detonator. Yeah.
That if he gets killed,
if he flatlines at all.
Yeah, this virus will be released throughout the world, killing everybody on Earth.
Yes.
Spawn doesn't know this, and he just wants to be with Wanda.
Them, yeah. They're playing both of them because when he tells Wynn, the clown tells Wynn that. It'll prevent Spawn from killing him because he'll know that, you know, if you kill him, you kill everyone. But little does he know that they're playing on Spawn being so emotional and not even telling Spawn that that's going to happen, that he'll just do it and unknowingly participate in this task.
Clever writing? Question mark.
I mean, I like it. It's smart.
I love the ideas of this movie. I just wish it was executed better.
Yeah, because that makes sense, and that's actually a good like villain evil plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing both sides, playing this city like a harp from hell, and it's just it just doesn't work, and especially at the end. I mean, Spawn does crash that party, and that's one of the most famous scenes of this movie, if there is a famous scene, him crashing through the ceiling.
Probably my favorite scene of
the movie, with his cape, and the cape doesn't look that bad, and he's in full costume. And
your entrance was good. His was better.
Yeah.
Do you remember that part, Batman Forever?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Riddler.
Riddler says it, but yeah.
Yeah. So you have
two,
party?
Two-Face, yeah, it's a party. Two-Face comes in, he's shooting everything up. And Riddler comes up to him and is like, oh, what are you doing? And then Batman comes in through the glass, like kind of like Spawn did, like through there. And he's like, your entrance was good. His was better.
Here's a good one.
No, there's a good one.
Let's do that movie. Let's do two Batman movies.
I mean, might as well. They're like apples and potatoes, those two.
Pretty much. But yeah, so this... it's a really good scene. He does kill the assassin lady that shot him. Then he has like an escape moment where he's like running away from all the troopers that are coming in and shooting up at him, and Wynn survives, and he has to like leave, and he goes invisible, and then he, I don't know, there's all sorts of
pretty
crap.
Much
if you're like having trouble following our summary of this movie, we were too. So it's like
after almost every scene you're like recapping here, like I just have to pause and I like roll my eyes. I'm like, oh yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that's
it. Like went invisible and like it was like a bunch of shots of like people looking for him and then the wall. And then people looking for him and then the wall. And then people looking for them and then Spawn comes back. He's still in the same spot. And I'm like
oh,
we
found him.
I'm like, why didn't he move?
Yeah. There he is, and then he like doesn't disappear again. He's like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, and then he starts crawling, and he flies away. And I asked you because he gets like at one point, like he looks at his hands, and they like morph into like climbing claws, basically.
Yeah. Like
and
a it, suction.
Is that like
thing.
Legit to the comic?
I don't
like,
know about.
Can, like,
I don't know about
metamorphosize.
That. Metamorphosis. Yeah, he can like turn himself into things via his suit, usually like spikes and weapons and things. But I don't know. I think they. That he can do that kind of shit too. I don't know. I don't think he can transform altogether. But yeah, I mean, I'll go back to my love of Spawn. Like he is this badass hell spawn, like with evil heck powers.
I didn't
powers.
Really feel that he
no.
was that badass in this
no.
movie though.
And he
it didn't like come across. To
he
me.
Uses his like cape as a weapon and his.
He mostly gets his ass.
His
kicked.
Chains as weapons, but then he's got his guns too because he. He was like an assassin, so he's well trained in those. He's a killing machine, but also the way he gets his powers is like ectoplasm, and the more he uses, like he gets drained out. He's like a battery, so he chooses to use guns too to like you know save up his energy and stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's a cool idea. And there's just so many opportunities to make a badass R-rated movie here, superhero movie that's unlike anything we've ever seen. It just failed here, if you ask me. As far as, like, rewatchability, yeah, it made money, so it wasn't a failure. But, man, it could have been something big.
It could be something that we were watching and we were like, you know, this is a great movie. This...
Yeah, everyone's...
Because this could have started, like, a superhero kick, because this kind of was early on in that, like...
Like, this came out, and then shortly after Blade came out, shortly after X-Men came out, you know?
Yeah.
That's what really kicked it off, so it was... Just the beginning.
Like the modern. Because, I mean, Batman, you could say, was, like, the
yeah.
first
oh,
like,
yeah.
big success. But the modern kickoff, we usually say, like, Blade was the first, like, really
that's Marvel,
mainstream
you know?
Yeah, Marvel yeah. kickoff. So this is, like, the first big independent, like, really, really, really good.
Yeah, there's...
But
there,
it didn't.
It wasn't. Financially, anyway. Yeah. Other than the Batmans and the Superman movies. Mm-hmm. And there were other attempts at other superhero movies.
They don't
movies.
Screw up Superman's cape.
No, it's because not that
real.
Big. what was I getting at, though? Oh, like, nowadays, everyone is very happy for, like, Black Panther.
Yeah.
The success it brought and the light it shone on, you know, African culture and it being, the first, like, really well-received superhero film based around an African-American superhero.
Yeah.
That can be argued with Blade, but...
Could have been Spawn.
It should have been. Just because of the source material.
Yeah.
And how popular the source material was. It should have been then. But it was bastardized.
Kind of was.
By
and what's interesting, too,
Yucca
though, is in
effects.
The beginning, it did note that it was in association, collaboration with Todd McFarlane. Like, he helped.
Yeah, make he's this an movie, executive producer. Yeah,
but
he was there.
Something was like they mm-hmm. changed a lot. They took a lot of liberties with this product.
Mm-hmm.
In certain areas,
it was like it was there, but they like put a whole bunch of like bullshit on top of it.
Yeah.
And they just didn't do
it
well.
You ordered vanilla ice cream. They put so many toppings on it.
It's like you ordered vanilla ice cream, but they put like soy sauce and pickles and maggots, and then the clown ate it, you know?
Yeah, and then farted out, and you saw the gas.
And then that was the movie.
That was the movie.
That was your movie, Murph.
Your ghost, Murph.
I wish.
What if Idris Elba?
What if I
Spawn? He's the clown. Hey, Spawn. I'm just here trying to talk you into rolling hell with me. Come on. I'm the violator.
Come on out. Yeah, we'll play some bongos.
I was playing a clown before I was getting paid to do it.
I'm just driving around this Lincoln. Smoke
Violator.
The Violator Mobile.
All right. Well, I hope that goes through audio. but yes. Moving on to the finale.
Please.
Kill
me.
He does get into a final fight with the Violator. They're just kind of really bitching at each other. That's really what leads into this big fight, and the clown finally decides he's gonna reveal himself as this giant
demon.
He kind of looks like the Edgar from Men in Black, the very end.
You want me to put my hands on my head?
Yeah, kind of like that. Do you know there's a Funko Pop of Edgar?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I kind of saw it the other day. I was like,
Yeah, maybe.
yes.
Sugar and water.
He kind of looks like, and that's what we were talking about earlier, is this is one of the more effective uses. Even you mentioned it during when we were watching it. You're like, I think this is the best CGI to this point. Like, the CGI mixed with the practical works really well.
It was like they had all this money for special effects, and they did that scene first.
Yeah. They're like, let's really try for this one.
They're like, oh, shit, we're out of money. I guess everything else is going to suck.
Can we get Rareware in here to do the graphics?
Yes, pretty much.
But, yes, so I've been doing that. That's my transition word tonight. But, yes.
But, yes.
But, yes.
Alas.
Alas.
The movie continues.
Moreover, secondly,
more exposition, and then
yes,
and then the next part of the movie.
But they have this big fight, and it's kind of good because it's like, I don't know, it tries to build suspense, I guess, but it's just not there. It wasn't there for me anyway.
Part of the problem, we keep mentioning the visual effects and even the directing, but the editing is garbage, and a lot of people like that's something. If done well, and usually movies are edited well, but when it's bad, you can notice. So that's what you're watching is how it's cut from thing to thing to thing, and what the cuts are using as a shot selection. That's the part of the job of the editor. So, yeah, if you feel like, oh, this feels weird, or like, why is there suspense? It's in the editing.
Well, because it was like him walking with his guns, and you could constantly hear that, like, the growl of the Violator, and then like it would show like a flash of his face, and then you turn and nothing would be there, and then it would show the flash of his face again, and then he would turn and nothing would be there, and then it would show his face, and then it would like show what he was looking at. He's looking right at Spawn, like Spawn's already looking at him. Like, it's like, oh, guess he found him.
Yeah, it's just poorly done. It was a decent action scene, and like you said, it, I feel that way. It was the best visual effects in the whole movie was that scene, and shortly after is the worst special effects in the whole movie, which is the grand finale.
Yeah, they're before that, are you talking about the car scene?
Yeah.
The car chase scene there, yeah. Spawn steals a bike. He gets taught how to utilize his power a little more, and realizes that he can kind of do whatever. So he's getting shot at by the Violator. The Violator's in, like, a garbage truck.
Mm-hmm.
Spawn's on a motorcycle, and he basically forms an armor around his bike, which is pretty cool, and then he gets stuck in the goo. Goodbye, gooey sus. the Violator spills out some ectoplasm, and he slides in it, and then the Violator's rolling his car back. He's gonna just demolish Spawn with the head on, and Spawn turns in. If this scene was happening real time, with 2 minutes left, Spawn turns into a giant spike.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, and the clown just just says, screw it, and just keeps coming. He just, yeah, okay. Maybe if I hit him.
It wasn't even like Norman Osborn and Spider-Man.
Oh. Yeah, like that would have, that again, is editing. Like, it's more like been quicker.
He turned into a big spike. He's just like,
yeah. Come on, I want you to do it. I want you to do it. Hit me!
And he had some of that. There's a giant explosion and the worst CGI you've ever seen of the clown flying away. He's like, I'll see you at Wanda's.
It would have been better if he was like, we're blasting off again. And goes into the sky and you're bing. Bing. Yeah. Been better, like, don't worry. They'll be back next week.
We'll re-edit it. So he's flying away. We'll take out the voice, but we'll put like.
Jesse James.
And we'll put Goofy. Goofy yelling. that'd be good.
All right. Let's cast Goofy. I said all animated. Spawn animated movie, Goofy is the clown.
Goofy is the clown.
Spawn played by Mickey, obviously.
Why?
What?
Because
he's oh, are you saying, well, hey? I thought you were saying, why?
That, I guess that might sound like Minnie Mouse.
Oh, I don't know. Have you ever seen that Family Guy episode where he's like, Stewie, I'm not cleaning this up. You can hear the, it's dirty, it's filthy. You can hear the mice humping in the walls. And it's like, ha-ha, 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 ha-ha. That was so awesome.
That's rough.
But, yes. Yeah, there's the yes again.
But alas.
Yeah, so he goes to Wanda's now to
finish the job.
Yeah, finish the job, and old new husband guy of Wanda is basically revealing to the press what Wynn has been doing for the past 5 years. And Wynn comes in with Wanda and their daughter.
And a gun.
He shoots the monitor, which in movie factoids destroys the computer, because that's how things work.
Science, bitch.
Yeah. And so he blows up app chemistry. That's from 21 Jump Street. It's when he drops like batteries in the vodka and shakes it up at the end, and it like makes a blow. And they're like, "Where'd you learn to do that?" And he's like, "App chemistry, AP chemistry,
app chemistry,
app chemistry."
I was just, I'm pretty sure that was the name of the organization in this movie. It was like AP Chemicals.
Maybe.
AP Chemicals.
But yeah, so, and Spawn, the clown comes in, takes them all hostage with Wynn. Spawn shows up. Wynn stabs Wanda in front of Spawn. Spawn's really upset. He's beating the crap out of Wynn.
He's sad.
He's going to kill Wynn. And
end the world.
Well, yeah, and he says, I got nothing left to lose. And Wynn says, you know, if you kill me, you kill her. And he points at the little girl. And Spawn decides that he's going to utilize a power that he should have used a long time ago, which is X-ray vision. He could be the world's foremost surgeon. He literally, takes the pacemaker out of the man's heart.
Yes.
Just by looking at it.
You could do that with tumors.
Speaking
of tumor. The boy from Kindergarten Cop was in this movie for some reason.
Yeah,
the boy who's like, boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
Thanks for the tip.
Yes.
But yes.
Like, why was that? Why was that kid in this movie?
I don't know.
Why was there a dog in this movie?
Spaz.
Yeah. No point.
Yeah. Baxter. Yeah, I swear that dog was Baxter from Anchorman.
The dog was the cuteness.
The cuteness. You can come and play with the cuteness anytime you like.
Anytime you like.
But
there's been like 5 Master Disguise references. It's a sad world when you got Spawn, and it's better than Master of Disguise.
It's not better than Master of Disguise.
It is not better.
No.
My father, your son.
Holy cannoli, you're my sister.
There's number 6. All right.
Murph.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Spawn was just so bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, maybe we should just I'll give.
Well, there's
you...
the finale though. That
turns out Wanda didn't die.
No,
right?
It was a clown.
Trick. It was a trick. It was a clown. He thought maybe if he thought Wanda was dead, that he would kill Wynn and end the world, and hell could take over.
That's when they realized that they've both played like a fiddle.
And so Spawn and Clown, a.k.a. Violator, Bat, and Cagliostro, they battle in hell. have a horrible fight. It made me sick to watch. Ultimately, they kind of win. They leave. Violator comes back one more time and tries to eat old Spawny Baby. And the only way you can kill something that's already dead is by chopping off the head.
And just remember, sometimes that is better.
And that is the case here. Spawn is able to utilize his new taught skills, whip out them chains and that, and chop off Violator's head.
Yar.
And brings everything kind of to a close. World is saved thanks to...
Spawn's cape! Bellowing in the wind.
Say Powerpuff Girls. And yeah, it does do like a kind of a pan up, similar to the end of Batman.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, if only. Okay. I wish. And went to credits. We didn't wait. We kind of just kind of chill and let the credits play out. I was like, all right, off.
Yeah.
None of this. Nah. I'll watch it again.
Maybe someday.
Every couple years I pop this movie, and it's been a few since I've seen it.
You're like, I can't remember. Is this good?
Last time I watched it, I was like, this movie is shit, but it's fun, but it wasn't too fun.
I don't think it's that fun.
It's not.
Usually, like, Mario Brothers, shit, but it's fun.
I like Mario Brothers.
It's fun. There's something fun about it. Maybe if we watched Spawn when we were younger. Man. Like, we watched Mario Brothers when we were younger.
I don't know, but that... I don't know.
There's nothing really good about it.
It's sad world when the Super Mario Brothers movie is better than
Spawn. It's a better film.
It is.
This movie would have been better if they incorporated some font boots.
Whoa. If Bob Hoskins was in this movie
Bob
somewhere.
Hoskins playing the clown. Whoa. That's probably what he would have played.
Mario. Yeah, he would have.
Yeah.
He would have played like Eddie Valiant.
We would have gone real like different and cast Birdie or Birdo, the bigger
she
has the font boots.
Yeah, what's her name?
Isn't it Birdo?
Big Bertha.
Yeah, she's supposed to be like Birdo, basically.
Yeah, something like
that. Big Bertha. Bertha, yeah.
Bimbo outside of the boo-boo bar.
She can be Spawn.
Yes.
But yes, this movie, but yes.
It's time.
This
movie was so too.
Yeah, I would say... If you haven't seen this movie, maybe it's worth a shot. If you're a Spawn fan, I probably wouldn't watch it.
Nah, you know what? I would say this is the first time I think I'm saying give it a pass. I would say if you really want to get to know Spawn, there's an HBO series. It's animated movies. There's like three of them or something. Check those out. More true to the source material. More true to the character of Spawn and the tone. It's pretty damn good. That is the Spawn you want.
This is kind of like the best equivalent I can think of is like, have you ever like, it's kind of like usually comic as of now, there's a really a tried and tested formula that says like comics can be turned to movies. Very rarely do you find books that get turned to movies well, because you think to yourself, why would I watch the movie when the book is supposed to be so much better? Same with like, you see it with these like Netflix adaptations of like manga and anime. You're like, why would I watch this Netflix movie when I could just watch the anime that's 10 times better? It's kind of like this. Like, why would you watch this bad version of Spawn and get a really bad idea of what Spawn is when you could watch a better like HBO cartoon or just read the comics? You could look up, you know, what's the best Spawn arc or what's the best Spawn comic rendition, because there's been multiple renditions. And just
been on for
read
over 25
it. Yeah.
Years.
There's better ways to consume Spawn. Now we're gonna try and make this movie better, though.
You will try.
Yeah. So in this point in the show, this is where we submit the movie to the factory. This is where we take the movie we just watched and we imagine what it would be like if it came out today. It is the same movie from 1997. Maybe a couple changes to make it, you know, good. But we'll pretend like it's coming out today with a new director, a new composer, and for today's purposes, I am saying that we are going to pretend and cast a new Spawn, a new Jason Wynn, Martin Sheen's character, the clown, and Wanda, Spawn's love interest slash his basically reasoning for why he became what he became. So yeah, Spawn remake, who you got as your director?
My director, this was an easy pick. You were kind of jokingly saying it earlier, and you said that you thought about picking this guy. I was like, oh, yeah.
I figured. I kind of thought when I said it, I was like, something's off here.
Guillermo del Toro. Yes.
I was thinking about Hellboy.
Hellboy.
His rendition of Hellboy.
Mm-hmm. Hellboy. But he's made Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah. He's made, created practical effects and mm-hmm. makeup and stuff.
Hellboy. He recently did Shape of Water, where he won, you know, Best Director and things like that. He won Best Picture. Wonderful film. But what he can do so well is he's got style down, art style. Design. Yeah, he's got that down. He's got character down. He can make you feel emotion for characters that aren't real, like a fish man or a demon from hell in Hellboy.
That's Ron Perlman.
Yeah, and but under his direction. But and going back to Hellboy, he's handled the superhero genre, especially one that has some darker tones to it, and one that involves hell, and he got Spawn. Guillermo del Toro, give it to him.
So for my director, I had two, and I think I'm going to go with my original one. New director, only directed two films. Both have been successes. One won him an Oscar, and that's Jordan Peele.
Oh.
Newer, a different take. However, I just have this feeling that he would be able to... He's really good at horror, obviously, and that psychological element. I had thought of Ryan Coogler as well, just because of his success with Black Panther. And like he's working on
Creed.
Yeah, Creed. He's done the Creed movies, which were great. But I think Jordan Peele, I'd like to see his take on a superhero movie, but one of this nature. You know, he's known as being this funny guy, this kind of funny guy nerd, but now he's being really shown to be one of the best horror directors in working in Hollywood right now with Get Out and Us. Us looks phenomenal. Get Out won him Best Director.
Not Best Director, Best Writing.
Though. Best Writer. And he was the first African-American to win that award.
I think maybe.
Yeah. I think that was the news that when he won. Mm-hmm. Jordan Peele, obviously, Key and Peele fame. And then, yes, since then has gone on to direct two movies. He's also working on a Twilight Zone series right now, which looks really, really good. If you've ever seen Twilight series, like the old one, he kind of is taking the role. Well, he's directing it and doing that, but he's taking the role of that, like the mysterious man that always walks in and is like, all of this is true in the Twilight Zone. Like, that's going to be Jordan Peele's character, I believe. Yeah, Jordan Peele, I feel, would be a good fit for this movie.
Be different.
Yeah, he would be different, and I'd like to see if he could work with those effects. Like, I liked Guillermo del Toro. So I'm actually thinking that I'm going to give it to you because I do think Guillermo del Toro is the better pick overall for this film.
Yeah, I would rather go with Guillermo just because I trust in that, and I trust in – because he's handled stuff like this before. Whereas I'm not comparing Jordan Peele to – I can't remember the director of Spawn, Dippe. Being a first-time director.
I wish my name was Dippe.
I wish my name was Dip. Dippy.
Dippy eggs. we'll go with Guillermo del Toro. How about your composer?
My composer, his name is Marco Beltrami.
Hello.
He has been working for a long, long, long time.
Beltrami.
And he's the kind of composer who just kind of does whatever. Does good movies, bad movies. Ones you might know, he's done the entire Scream franchise.
Okay.
He did, I'm just trying to like scroll through. He did Blade 2, hey. He did Terminator 3. He did the Hellboy movies. He did I, Robot. He did, I'm trying to just go through because he's done so many. Some of the Underworld movies. He's done 310 to Yuma, which I really like the music movie.
Yeah, 310 to Yuma is fantastic.
He did The Hurt Locker. Then he did like Max Payne. He did The Knowing. He did November Man. He did World War Z. He's done...
Brad Pitt.
He's done so many things. I could keep naming them, but I'll be here all day. But one I know you'll appreciate, he did Logan.
Music. I hurt myself today.
And he's doing
to see the music in the
Twilight
still...
Zone show.
Oh.
The new one. So he's done quite a bit. But I was trying to link Guillermo and Hellboy and that kind of stuff.
Yours is definitely more original. Mine is not. I used a composer that we have used on the show before. However, it was just because due to the fact that we thought that this movie lent itself to this music that I was like, it's got to be Danny Elfman doing those themes. Because this movie, the way it's set up, and it has that like darker gothic tone to it, and the hell and the heaven and all that stuff, I thought maybe Danny Elfman can bring out that gothic tones. And I was thinking Batman themes. I want some Batman music.
Done some Spider-Man.
Not as much. Cause Spider-Man, I feel, is like his Spider-Man tunes are a lot more like upbeat and like really energetic, where the Batman themes are kind of more mellow and slow build. And I think that would be a good fit for this style movie, like that dark and gothic and leading into like Spawn. And I think he would be able to pull it off. Danny Elfman.
I'll flip you for it.
You flip me for it? Okay. Heads, Danny Elfman. Tails, Marco Beltrami.
Bellatrini.
Marco.
Pola.
Marco Beltrami.
Bellatrami.
Bertoli!
I just made fun of you for saying Bellatrami, and you're like, Bellatrami.
Team Edward.
Yeah. I love you, Bella. Does that sound like him?
A little.
Taylor Lautner? Why didn't you return my calls? I had nothing to say.
All right, Wanda. Who you want to play Wanda?
You won me, Wandy.
Yes. Now, in this movie, she's not a very big part, and she should be, because she is literally, like, why he chose. They show the way, again, why it's edited and also directed. This is a fault in the directing, I think. They should have spent more time building up their relationship before, because it's like 20 minutes in the movie and she's already moved on. And I don't, like, you don't feel for him. You don't feel that pain, because up until this point, you haven't really seen. Literally, it's like when he first sees her, you get your first shots into their relationship, and that's it. He, like, has flashbacks to her saying, like, I love you forever, and that's it. Like, they should have spent like the first 5 minutes, him showing him as a badass assassin. The next 10 to 15 minutes should have been him built up around this like family man, loving his fiance and everything. And then the events take place.
It was poorly handled in this movie. As far as a film goes, yes, that way that you just mentioned would be better. In the comics, it starts with him like in the alley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he has flashbacks throughout the first 5 issues that explain, like, he recollects how he died.
It was more like RoboCop.
Yeah, it's like little bits throughout the first 5 issues until he finally realized that he was with this woman that he loved.
Yeah, this basically started with him in the alley. And he knew. Like, he was like, I got a home. I know
my wife's here. Yeah, he didn't know anything. He had to remember it all in the book. So that's what I was saying. It was handled poorly in this movie. But as far as a film goes, it would you'd probably have a better connection to the female lead
here. Yes. So we will recast her. And in our version, should definitely be a bigger portion of the movie.
More important,
yeah. So who you got?
Going with my girl Kerry Washington, Scandal.
Ooh,
herself.
Yeah. I like Kerry Washington.
Brunhilde from Django Unchained. She's one of my favorite actresses to watch, and when she's on, she's magnetic. I'm watching what she's doing.
She's really good. She's really good in Scandal. If you haven't watched any Scandal,
yeah, she'd bring the importance that a Wanda baby needs.
Yeah. I went with a bigger actress in today's films, I've only really seen her in several, and I know her most as her role as Maz Kantana,
Good luck.
Yeah.
How are you saying it?
Is it Lupita?
It's Lupita
Nyong'o?
Something like that.
She's won an Oscar, for 12 Years a Slave. She wasn't an actress before that, I don't believe. She has, like, an interesting story. Like, she wasn't... Like, that was, like, one of her first films, was 12 Years a Slave.
Really?
I believe so. But, yeah, she's really, really good. She's also in... She's in Black Panther.
Yeah, she's
in
Black Panther.
She's his love interest.
I never freeze.
I almost went with Oh, I'm gonna forget. She's in Black Panther. She's in
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead. Yeah. I can't think of her name, the actress's name though.
I can't think of it either.
Neither could Marvel because they left her off of the poster. Yeah. That was a big deal. Yeah. And that escapes me because she is phenomenal.
Let me look her up.
Yeah, give her the credit she deserves. So I thought about her, I really did, but I think Lupita Nyong'o would do a very good job in this role. I like her in everything I've seen her in to this point. And I really like Maz. Maz is kind of underused in the new Star Wars canon.
Yeah, she's interesting because I still know enough about her.
Yeah.
How do you say her name? Danae Gurira?
Gurira?
Danae?
Yeah, I would say like Gurira.
Yep.
She's
Michonne.
Yeah, I almost went with her as well. But I digress. Okay. Heads, Lupita. Tails, Carrie. Harry Carey. Tails, Kerry Washington.
It's my movie.
Yeah, until we get to my spawn. He's all mine. Jason Wynn?
Sure.
Who you got?
Well, the easy pick, because this is played by Martin Sheen.
You bastard.
It'd be Charlie Sheen would be the easy pick. I'm not going with that, though, because that'd be too easy.
You're going with the other Sheen.
Emilio Estevez. He's more age-appropriate to how old Martin Sheen was. No, I'm actually going with Alec Baldwin.
What about Billy Baldwin?
We can't afford him.
What about Jack Black? Like, dude, just listen to me. Do this job.
He's the clown.
He is.
Nah.
Kyle Gass.
Kyle Gass, the clown.
Peter Dinklage as the clown.
That'd be terrifying. That's where we go. Like, hello.
I'm like, ah!
I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones lately, so he'd be like, hello, Spawn, what are you doing here? Come to fuck you. Whoa, jeez. Stay away.
What's his name in that show?
Tyrion Lannister. Yeah.
Whatever reason, I was going full Romeo and Juliet. I'm like, isn't that Tybalt?
Is that Tybalt?
Tybalt.
Tyrion. Like, I'm going to fuck you. Mercutio, like, oh, get stay out of away. Here. Alec Baldwin. Yeah, Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin playing his character from Cat in the Hat.
That is correct.
with his corset on.
Alec Baldwin playing everyone he's ever played. Fuck. Just like this, with a corset.
Richard Gere. I don't know why I went to Richard
Gere. As the jackal.
Yeah. All right, is that it? Is that how you're going?
One more needs to be said. I don't need to explain who Alec Baldwin is.
Alec Baldwin's doing perfectly fine without you.
That's right.
Mine will work off of Guillermo del Toro, and that is Ron Perlman. Only issue I have with Ron Perlman
is
casting.
He's a giant.
Wynn can be big. It's that Ron Perlman, I feel, for whatever reason, anytime I've seen him in, like, a position of power, he's always, like, a gangster. Or, like, a mob boss or, like, a biker gang because of Sons of Anarchy. And I'm thinking, like,
him and
Drive. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of thinking him in those roles. But he was Hellboy, and he was really good in those. He's a little older now. But Ron Perlman's still a fantastic actor. And he's always good at playing that. Kind of, like I said, he's kind of always in gangs.
He can't be older than Alec Baldwin anyway.
No, but I kind of see him as this person that, like, could pull off the, like, ha-ha-ha, I'm good guy in public, and I'm shitty behind the scenes. Like, I feel like Alec Baldwin can do that because he's like that in real life, I think.
Oh, he's 8 years older than Alec Baldwin. So whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I guess. He's 68 years old.
Wow. Ron Perlman.
Perlman.
Yes, Sir Ron Perlman was my pick for James.
Sir Ron Perlman.
Yar.
I'll flip you.
I figured.
Alec Baldwin.
Heads, Ron Perlman. Tails, Alec Baldwin. Heads, Ron Perlman. I won one.
Ronnie Baby.
Alrighty. Well, then, our clown, Violator. Clown. Who you got? John Leguizamo, probably the best actor in this film in terms of like playing his character. Yes. He was really good.
I wanted to go with an actor who can still bring that goofy side to clown, because there is a little hint of that, but I want him to focus more on the disgusting side, more on the evil side. And it does help to have a shorter actor. Yes, John Leguizamo, he played him crouched in a giant fat suit, and it looked great. This actor can do the same. I'm going with Jackie Earle Haley.
Ugh. Look at me. What do you see?
He played Rorschach in Watchmen. He played Freddy Krueger in the remake of A Nightmare on Elm Street. He's been in plenty of other things, so I'm not going to look him up real quick.
Locked in here with me!
It was those two movies that made me want to just pick him as my clown. He was in Alita Battle Angel. Who were you in that?
Probably CGI.
CGI. He was Alita.
He was actually Wesley Snipes' character. You just didn't know. Wesley Snipe wasn't allowed in the...
He was. Gruishka. He was like this big motherfucker.
Well, there you go. He can play someone.
He can play him big and play him small. He was... I'm trying to think. He's been in London Has Fallen. He was in Birth of a Nation. He was in the remake of RoboCop. Hey, he's in Lincoln.
He's a great actor.
Oh, yeah, he's in Shutter Island. Yeah, pretty memorable spot in Shutter Island, being the creepy guy in the prison cell. He's been in all kinds of stuff throughout his career. So, yeah, I wanted him, my clown, to stay on the creepy side of things.
All right, so when I was thinking of mine, I was like, I need someone who has experience playing a clown. Oh, and God. I wanted to go with Tim Curry.
Bwah, bwah.
But I think Tim Curry is a little old.
And he's also...
He's kind of sickly, I think.
Yes.
So maybe back in the day. Hello. Hello, Spawn. So no Tim Curry for me. Dreams of someone being proficient in clown culture went down...
Scott's good.
And then I decided I wanted to go with Bill Skarsgård.
Did you really?
Because he's playing Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Pop, 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 pop. Yes, I think Bill Skarsgård, he has played Pennywise in It. He did a phenomenal job as It. It takes a lot to scare me nowadays with horror movies, and after watching It, I was a little, like, on edge. Like, I was like, this is kind of creepy, and he is a big part of that.
He is a part of that.
I mean, I think one of the scariest scenes in that movie is the scene, at least that sticks with me, is that scene where the kid's in the library, and he's being chased by, like, the zombie. And then, what's he say? He says his name.
Yeah.
And he turns around, and he's right there. He's like,
Ben. He turns around. That's the scariest part of the movie.
Yeah, right there. And Bill Skarsgård is so good.
I'm watching that show Castle Rock right now. He's in it.
Yeah, he's like the main character, isn't he?
He's one of them. He's really creepy.
Yeah, but he's really, really good. I really enjoy.
I'd be cool with that. The interesting thing, if they did play it, like him crouch in a fat suit, the boy's 6'4". Yeah, 6'4".
Retcon. Clown's big now. Clown's a house. He's an absolute unit.
Yeah.
He's going to need to be when he goes up against my Spawn.
Whoa. I'll flip before him, though.
All right.
I'd be happy with old Billy Baby.
How
but...
Bill Skarsgård tails Jackie Early Haley. Or Jack Earl Haley. Tails. Jackie Earl Haley. All righty. So last up, our Spawn. Who you got?
You're so confident in your Spawn.
It's more of a joke.
I'm cheating with my Spawn. Go Michael J. White. Now,
Jaleel White. Call me Urkel one more time. Wesley Snipes.
I'm going with the already rumored to play Spawn.
Cheating.
So I just did. I not. Did I stutter? Going Jamie Foxx.
It will be good.
He's
like
the perfect
casting
choice for Spawn nowadays.
He'll be like, "How'd you get burned?" He's like, "Blame it on the alcohol."
Does he sing that?
Yeah.
Still my mother.
That's not him.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Gold Digger?
He's the one who says that part.
Oh, I thought you were saying the whole song.
No, just that part.
Like, that's not him.
Still my mother. That's him. He's Django. What else? The Soloist. He's Motherfucker he's really Jones.
Have you seen The Soloist, though?
Nah,
he's really
yet.
Good in The Soloist because he has, like, schizophrenia.
I know you're all about that movie.
Yeah, it's good.
But, and he would pair well with Kerry Washington. We've seen it in Django. Chemistry. Believe that.
I was trying to think of an action star that could play this superhero. I was trying to think of someone who has not played a superhero yet that's actually been shown on camera. I was trying to think of someone that would bring the star power to this movie. The only issue with my Spawn is that I don't know if it would be believable, because this man is a little bigger than Spawn, and that is, if you smell
Okay.
What the Rock
is cooking.
Whoa, the charisma level just
the
went
Rock.
Through the roof. That's what this movie was missing.
It
was
needs
some,
the Rock.
Some electricity.
It'll be like, what powers me? And the clown would be like, Electra. And he'd be like, it doesn't matter what powers me.
That's right. What if the Cagliostro was teaching him how to use the weapons, the chains and stuff, and he's just like, he throws off the suit like the people's elbow and he just bounces.
Yeah, he would be, oh, I want to watch that movie. I want to watch that Spawn. I just think he'd be too big for that. He'd be the suit jacked. Goes around his body and he'd be like, it doesn't fit. Like
Uber Spawn. Yeah. Just massive.
Massive Spawn.
That cape would actually look small.
I told you we needed a tall clown for this one.
Yeah, needed someone to layeth the smacketh down on that clown's candy ass.
Yeah, just the Rock. I don't know Spawn's personality because all I have to base on Spawn is this movie.
Yeah. I mean, the Rock's the same in every movie, so you can kind of figure him out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. He's charismatic as hell.
Yeah.
You know what? Congrats. Because I cheated. Because I cheated.
Dig my Spawn, the Rock. You get Dwayne Johnson.
As Spawn. Big Spawn.
And that instead of, we'll get Jim Johnston to do the music instead of
Jim Johnson.
So at the beginning, like the sirens will be going
off. Do you
smell
what the Rock is cooking?
Sirens will be going off at the end, and it's like panning up to Spawn to show him on the final thing, and the Rock's standing there. It's like, it's cooking.
Good.
Yeah, all right. Well, that is our Spawn remake, already better than our the one we watched.
We
tonight.
Put the Rock in it. It's going to make a lot more money.
It's going to make a lot of money. if Rampage did well, Spawn with the Rock will do well.
I think we're going to hell. We just made a Guillermo del Toro film starring Dwayne Johnson.
Guillermo del Toro is our director. Composer is Marco Bellatore. Batrone?
You're going to have a hard time saying all these names.
Wanda, played by Kerry Washington. Clown, played by Jackie Earle Haley. Jason Wynn, played by Ron Perlman. And Spawn, played by the most electrifying, highest paid actor in the world, Dwayne.
The Rock.
Dixon.
Whoa. His Johnson. His twin brother.
Yes, Dwayne The Rock Johnson as our Spawn. All right. Well,
as little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
Big
played by,
evil man.
Played by R-Truth.
R-Truth.
Living up to his hero of all times,
John Cena.
John Cena. You know who I almost went with as our Spawn was
Hulk.
As a Finn.
John Boyega.
Yeah, John Boyega. Almost went with him because he's kind of like that rising star, and I think that he would work well. He probably would work better in that.
I thought about doing what's his name, Michael B. Jordan too.
Yep, Michael B. Jordan would be good too, and then Chadwick Boseman as well.
Oh yeah,
Chadwick Boseman probably be the better pick.
It's written in the book.
Yeah, we already got the Rock in there. Yeah, sorry, anyway. Everyone's like, oh, Chadwick Boseman. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, we got the Rock.
Once it's in the book, it's there. Yeah, it's done. Sorry, we've made bigger abortions in movies, so it's okay. All right, well, that is the Factory. Before we get going, it is your week for a question.
My week for a question, eh? I'm going to do one we haven't done in a while. This might suck up a bit of time here.
I don't want it.
You don't want it?
No. Do a different one.
Okay. If you were to put together your own hell army.
Hell army. You take on heaven?
Nah. Just to take over the earth.
Just to do that. Yeah. It's okay.
You get three warriors of such lethal cunning. Who you taking?
The, like, villains only, or
yeah, I don't care.
Anyone.
Yeah. Al Simmons wasn't a villain. He just did bad things.
Like from anything at all. Like no
yep.
nothing.
Yep.
Well, I want probably Thanos on my side. I feel like Galactus would be the easy one. Like, wouldn't you just go Thanos, Galactus, Darkseid? Or Darkseid? Is it Darkseid?
Darkseid.
You could just go like that, and it's like instant KO. But for whatever reason, I think in my head, like, I want, like, to be tactical about it. Like, I want the Emperor, like, pulling the strings.
Pull the strings.
Yes. I want, like, the Emperor back there, and then I want, like, See, like, Thanos didn't do it all by himself. He, what if I had, like, the Grim Reaper on my side? Like
the Grim Reaper from Supernatural.
Yeah, eating pizza.
Eating pickle chips.
I mean, you could just, if you want to take over the Earth, you just get Sam and Dean Winchester. Just,
they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Sam, Dean, Bobby.
Yeah.
Done.
Done. But no, yeah, I would want, like, Emperor pulling the strings. Maybe get All Might in there.
All Might.
And All for One, and it's over.
My.
But then you could go with, like, Superman. No, I'd want, like, the Emperor pulling the strings. Probably go with Galactus, considering that if I wanted to wipe out the world, Galactus can do that really fast. And then probably going to be shooting at last guy. I'd probably go Superman, considering he always wins.
Yeah.
I would go with black, like dark Superman, though. Like bad guy Superman, which I think exists.
Yeah, it does. Especially in a world where Lois Lane gets killed.
Yeah, that's what the Injustice series is about. It's really good.
I'm going to go... Batman for my brains.
With the Emperor for my brains. He single-handedly pulled off the biggest swerve of all time.
That's right. I'm going, let me think here. I want Superman too, but I'll be different.
The issue with the Emperor, my pick is overconfidence. This is downfall.
Yeah. I got John Cena for my brawn.
Oh no, it's over. No one can ever. They think they're about to win. John Cena would win. He'd get up.
One more.
It's right there in front of you. I know who it is. You won't pick it though.
Aslan.
You won't pick. He died.
He did. But he rose again.
Just Liam Neeson. What about like Captain Marvel?
How about Falcor?
Falcon Punch!
Whoa.
What about Captain Falcon, Mario, and Wario? Waluigi.
Waluigi.
Wah! Everyone runs.
Yeah. That's game over, man.
Bowser, Ridley, and Ganondorf. Ganondorf would be a solid
Ganondorf
pick.
Ganondorf would be a solid pick.
Get Ganondorf on there, Master Chief, and
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth already lost to Cloud. Shouldn't you just go with Cloud?
Cloud
and that.
How about the villain from Metal Gear Solid 2, where the only way to beat him without even telling you was you had to unplug your controller from port 1 and put it in port 2?
They're smart. That's Kojima. How about just get Kojima, because he would just mess with you.
Is that what it is?
That's the guy who made Hideo Kojima. He made Metal Gear Solid.
How about Hideo Itami?
What about Akira?
Whoa. That'd be big.
You get a cure on your side until he blows up.
Yeah.
And makes a new galaxy. I mean, that's what you do. All right, you have Akira. He blows up, makes a new galaxy, and you just go to that galaxy.
Space Murph.
He was the Big Bang, though, wasn't it? Is that how Akira ends? Is he the Big Bang?
He basically does create a Big Bang, and it creates a whole new universe.
Universe. I didn't know if maybe it was like a – I forget what it's called. It's like a concept where the universe creates the person that makes the Big Bang. It, like, creates the thing that the Big Bang causes the Big Bang and just keeps happening in a loop.
Could.
I don't know if that was maybe. I don't know. Akira. I mean, well, Akira's already.
Someday we
Akira
ought to be
is
able
just
to.
A better movie than a lot of movies we've watched on this show.
It's better than Spawn.
It's better than Spawn.
We'll leave you with those words, folks. Akira is better than Spawn. So.
All right. Well, that is the show, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to wrap things up here. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check us up on our other podcasting sites. We are on all of those. You can find us on Audioboom. That is our main primary source. You'll find all our episodes there and links to our other sites. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at The Bros Movie Pod. We post every day what we are watching. We post clips from the show. We post GIFs and memes that Gus makes. And we also retweet a lot of great podcasts. Be sure to check those out. You can also find us on Facebook.
On the Facebook, you search The Bros Movie Factory. You can check out what we're watching each and every week. Comment there, like, share those filthy things. I like to not only just say what we're going to be watching each week, but create memes, as Ben mentioned. They're fun to gaze upon, so check us out.
Alrighty, and with that being said, we're going to get out of here. So, this week was Spawn. Next week, we'll see. Till next week, brothers.
Peekaboo. I see you. I don't know why I remember that line from the trailer from Spawn when I was a kid.
Brothers.
Brothers.
Brothers.